I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, oh, oh.
Top of the morning to you, everyone. It's just about 8:07 on a slightly overcast but soon to be sunny summer day, July 6, 2022. In Boston, keeping on with Wiggy's WPS rejoins all morning long. Here on the Greg Hill
chicken
Show.
Chicken fry, that's a big one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Come on, everybody loves chicken fry.
They're coming
come
to Boston on. In 2 weeks.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Is that Zach Brown?
A week
Zach
from
Brown?
Friday.
2 weeks?
Yeah. A week from Friday.
Where are they playing?
Fenway.
Oh, well, that's right. That's mm-hmm. right. Fenway's got some good shows this year.
And reminder, just a little plug for the Greg Hill Foundation. Mm-hmm. Thursday, a week from tomorrow, is the Tall Ships event. Tickets are still on sale. They probably will sell out. So we went last year, Wiggy, you mm-hmm. and I, to the Tall Ships. It was a great event. They had good
really
food,
cool.
good drink, good music. So if you're looking for something to do next Thursday, that's...
Just no way. Just try to get there early because parking's hot if you're not Ubering.
Yeah, and you need a ticket, so...
For sure. If you... we just finished up the news. We were talking about a burlesque show with a Star Wars theme that is happening at a, quote, shake club out in the Bay mm-hmm. Area. If you happen to miss that part of the show or any part of the show and you want to have it delivered to your phone daily, subscribe to the Greg Hill Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Don't have the Odyssey app? Download it now. The Google Play Store, Apple Apps, etc., etc. AUDACY. Why? Because we love you. On the text line, a couple of excellent punny Star Wars names for the Empire Strips Back show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. My personal favorite. This is the champ right here from the 860. Hung Solo.
Mm-hmm. Boner Fett.
Boba Fetish from another one. No, I can't say that about Chewbacca. Incest Leia. Mm-hmm. There we go. That's always...
What are we doing?
Just having a little fun.
Talk sports, Fitzy.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up and talk sports. We also fell down a quick wormhole of greatest movie villains of all time.
Yeah, you had Darth Vader at the top of the list.
No chance.
What do you mean, no chance?
It's the Joker, and that's...
Heath Ledger's Joker is the greatest movie villain of all time.
Easily. Well, I think that's because
over
he
Darth
dies.
Vader.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't get enough Darth Vader.
Okay, the Joker is like a crazy clown who terrorizes a fictional
Terrifying.
City. Mm-hmm. Darth Vader, like... reigns over the galaxy, like a reign of terror over the... See, the galaxy is big. Gotham City's big. Mm-hmm. The galaxy is kind of
like...
Yeah, but
what did he actually do in those three Star Wars movies?
Could the Joker just use his fingers to like lift someone up in the air and choke him?
No. Instead, he just killed a lot of people.
But the Joker, only because I think Heath Ledger's death took him to another level. If you're going with the greatest, you know, movie villain, it has to be somebody like Michael Myers. A villain is somebody where you can't... Michael Myers mm-hmm. had a whole damn world mm-hmm. not being able to sleep at night. Like, that's a, you know...
You can say Jaws, then, or you could say...
I don't know, Thanos snapped away half the universe.
No, Jaws is in the water. Like, so if you didn't go in the water, you didn't have to worry about Jaws. I think that the villain in a movie, like when you think of great villains, they have no remorse for women, kids, anybody, age group, does not matter. And if you've seen any of the Michael Myers films,
Terrifying.
Yes. Okay, you know, Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger made people afraid to go to sleep. Michael Jason Voorhees made people afraid
Leatherface,
to open
that's
doors.
That's pretty terrifying, a guy chasing you around with a chainsaw. And
Jaws literally had people afraid to go swimming in the ocean for years.
But guess what? If you don't go in
afraid to get in hot tubs, but pools.
If you don't go in water, you ain't got to worry about
Jaws. If you live
Jaws.
In North Dakota, Jaws ain't going to touch you.
Right. Michael Myers.
Good point. Not a lot of ocean in North Dakota, Shine.
Landlocked
excellent
states,
point.
Baby.
Thank you.
Michael Myers can touch you no matter where you are. You can live in the city or you can live in the damn middle of the woods.
I was more scared of the Joker, though, than Michael Myers.
No. Joker's a fictional character.
Yeah, but just clowns get me.
I mean, so is Michael Myers.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah, but you always got Batman.
Oh no. So I'm afraid to go walking around this fictional city because I'm afraid a terror clown might throw some smiling gas at me.
Well, if clowns get you, then what about it?
Pennywise.
Pennywise is a good one.
But Pennywise would lure you into like the drains, right? Into the sewage drains.
It's pretty scary.
Meh. He wouldn't get me. The Joker is above
Pennywise
ground.
Pennywise got defeated by like kids laughing at him, though.
Yeah.
Right. And as a texter pointed out,
because they weren't afraid of him.
Courtney's first all-time villain was, of course, Voldemort from the Harry Potter book series and subsequent movie series. The movies got better as they progressed all the way till
the very end. Sleep thinking about, the Joker. I never did.
Oh,
a texter pointed out that... Please, Lord Vader ruled over the entire galaxy. Voldemort couldn't even beat a school full of magical kids.
But
very powerful magical kids.
Yes.
See, the thing about it is you can't kill Michael Myers.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's scary. Voldemort is scary.
Ray Fiennes did a nice
job.
That
is a nightmare fuel.
One of my top rules, never do a magical showdown against somebody without nostrils.
And you know what?
You're asking for trouble. Don't do it.
And you know what else makes Michael Myers scary? Is that mask. And he's you can't.
Ready, Doc Wiggy?
Vader couldn't kill him.
I'm going to tie it all together. Then we're going to go back to sports. All right, enough of the fourth talk and you villains. Give me more sports. which famous celebrity's face is the mask?
Oh, I know this one.
Based off of in Halloween for Michael Myers.
I know this one.
You do?
You probably would know it. You know, beam me up, Scotty.
That's right.
Yeah, Captain
the great
Kirk.
William Shatner.
Oh,
well,
really?
Look at that wiggy. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I didn't
the shape,
know that.
As they just called Michael Myers.
Yeah, it was originally the shape.
Yeah.
So they wanted a mask, so they went out and got a Captain Kirk mask from some place in Hollywood, and then they kind of scuffed it up a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wiggy! All right.
Wiggy
is
a movie buff. Like, he knows everything about every movie. It's unbelievable.
Well, I feel like there's, unless they get like too artistic and goofy, you know, like, sometimes I don't really get into them, but there's pretty much every movie I can kind of rock.
We go right now to the phones. Here's an X. We have a quality choice and then a bit more of a cerebral choice for an all-time movie villain. Mm-hmm. Jim and Ashland, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah, Hal from 2001, A Space Odyssey.
I'm sorry, Jim, but I'm afraid I can't do that.
He's talking about the computer.
HAL 9000, the computer that takes over and kills everyone and everything in 2001, A Space Odyssey?
Nah.
That's right. He goes, just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
I'm sorry, Dave, but I'm afraid I can't
see,
do
I'm
that.
Not really like the computer thing.
Quality choice, Jim. Thank you.
Concern me. Mox guy.
How about Skynet? Forget the Terminator. How about the program that goes online and nukes the world?
That doesn't really concern me.
Mark has a really good one.
A villain has to be an actual
person.
Yeah, it could be an alien, but a computer doesn't work.
Yep. A computer, okay. Mark, up in New Hampshire, what do you got?
Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that's...
Thank you.
That could be a winner.
That's an all-timer there. Mm-hmm. You ready for this? This is the power of an effective movie performance.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Wiggy, do you want a size 14? Give me back my dog. it puts a lotion in the basket or it gets the hose.
Do you know, this is the power of an effective movie performance.
Mm-hmm.
Hannibal Lecter is portrayed by the great Anthony Hopkins. He wins Best Supporting Actor. Basically, that movie swept through the Oscars that year, as it should have. I still think it's one of my 10 favorite movies ever. In Silence of the Lambs, how many minutes total is Anthony Hopkins on screen in that movie?
Total. Not much.
And he's what you remember first about the movie. What's that, Shine?
23?
Under.
Like 10 minutes.
Over.
15?
11.
Mm.
11 minutes time total, and yet he's everything you remember about the movie, one of the great performances, one of the great villains of all time.
Because it was really based around, what, Jodie Foster,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was more based around her.
Tell me about the lambs, yes. Paris.
You know what's the worst part of that movie? When she's running out after their, I think it's like the first time that she meets with Hannibal mm-hmm. Lecter, and mm-hmm. the crazy guy in the cell mm-hmm. next to her. Mm-hmm.
And he says, I can smell your essence. Yes.
And then does something mm-hmm. and stuff goes yep. flying.
All right, there we go. That's in everyone's mind's eye for the rest of the day. So,
alrighty then.
Thank you very much.
No, I gasp every time. I don't. I know it's coming. As
you know, it's happening.
Better
you know, it's
poor
choice.
Can we just go to trending?
Hey,
Courtney!
I'm sorry.
Courtney.
I'm really sorry.
Tell me less about what happens in the basement, Clarice. Wiggy, the RG3 tweet. Did you read it?
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. You told me about it.
I told you about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You thought about it?
My thought about it? And now,
all right, hold that thought. Okay. Have you thought about it? Because I meant to get to it sooner, but then, right. of course, movies happened. Oh, my goodness
gracious.
You said gracious. He has
RG3 says Mac Jones basically has a breakout year.
Is going to yes, be the he's first the, rookie quarterback.
The first of last year's rookie class of quarterbacks
yep.
to win a Super Bowl. Trey Lance being the outlier because he didn't get
That's
serious playing
obvious,
time.
That's obvious, Captain Obvious. I mean, there's no big
Is
thing.
It, though?
Yeah,
and
it is
all of this Mac Jones hype that seems to be picking up ever since Peter Schrager legitimately said he believes him to be a dark horse MVP candidate. Is all the Mac Jones hype that is picking up steam out of nowhere, almost unwarranted, if you will, on a team many say lacks a proper coordinator and could be a mess this season? We'll discuss on the other side, 617-779-7937. First, Courtney catches you up on sports news with Trending Now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Fisher's Island Lemonade, made with premium vodka, barrel-aged whiskey, honey, and lemon. Best enjoyed in your happy place. You must be 21. Enjoy responsibly. The Red Sox fell to the Rays last night, 8-4. Here's Alex Cora on his assessment of the team at the midseason mark, as featured on last night's Red Sox postgame show, presented by Nissan. Choose Nissan today. There's no escaping summer savings at the Nissan summer event. Shop NissanUSA.com.
We're in a good spot, right? We didn't play well early in the season. We have done a better job, I think, offensively. Obviously, there's stuff that, you know, we can't control, right? Health. But we're not going to make excuses, you know. We're still going to show up and do our best, you know. And I think, like I always said, you know, it takes more than 26 guys to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish. And so far, it's been there. There's some guys that had, you know, good first halves, others that have struggled, others that have been good in certain spots. So overall, I'm not good at grades, but we are where we are.
Well, they play again tonight at Fenway. First pitch, 7:10, with Brian Bello. Bayo, sorry. Yep. Woo, there's the first
happen.
One on the mound. You can tune in right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Who do we have coming up in the 9 o'clock hour?
9 o'clock hour, the voice of the Worcester Red Sox, the Woo Sox, Tyler Murray, will join us to help preview Chris Sale's big start tonight in Worcester and, of course, give us a little intel on Brian Bayo.
Yes, and make sure to tune in with Mutt for the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:10, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your summer at visitma.com. And reminder that Chris Sale could return to the Red Sox rotation as early as next week. Alex Cora said that they're going to look at how he's feeling on Thursday after his rehab start tonight. If all checks out, Sale's next game could be at the MLB level. And we heard from Celtics draft pick J.D. Davison yesterday. Here's what the 19-year-old out of Alabama had to say about being drafted by Boston.
What were your first thoughts about joining the Celtics and the situation that they had here?
Man, just when I got that name called by the Celtics, well, when my agent called me and said the Celtics got you, it was just like, you finna be in an organization where they win. So it was just really a point to where I know I can come in here and get better every day and just come here and win. So I was very happy.
You know what's the worst part about working in sports is what? That you continue to get older, but the guys on the team continue to stay the same age.
When
they
you
keep
officially
coming in
reach,
at the same age.
Yeah, when you're starting to interview people or make predictions on the season for folks that are literally less than half your age, that's when you feel old.
Yeah. pretty brutal there. In college football news, reports out that the Big 12 is in deep discussions to add up to six Pac-12 teams after the USC-UCLA move to the Big 10. Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah were mentioned specifically as the teams being targeted by the Big 12. They're going to have to do something about those numbers. All right, well, that's what's trending. Here is Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 74 degrees, partly cloudy in the city of Boston. The high today, 84. The sun will break through those clouds eventually. Don't you worry. That weather report is brought to you by United Construction and Forestry. Hit your projects out of the park with United Construction and Forestry's all-star lineup of John Deere compact equipment, from track loaders to mini excavators and skid steers. Own yours at unitedcf.com or stop by your local United store.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe
the Wonderwall is actually where you celebrate WPS. It's an all WPS rejoin morning, courtesy of your pal Jay Danforth, Charles Wiggins the 7th, here on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. This is def. Is this one strike you as a I think it's very like this is late '90s time.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It's a Greg Hill emo song.
Yeah, top of
hence
emo.
WPS.
Yeah, well.
See, in order WPS. For it to be like, I think in order for it to be like WPS, black people got to go, oh, I know that song, and I think a lot of people, I had never heard that song, be like, where the hell is that song?
What was the song we were all singing in Ireland in the bar where you took your phone out to take a video of it because it was so hysterical?
Like, OAR?
It was the chicken fried.
No, it wasn't. There was another one that we were all singing, and Wiggy's face was hysterical. It was chicken.
Is Mr.
Watching.
Brightside WPS?
Oh,
Wiggy?
It could have been Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside in Ireland?
We were playing our own music in a small little bar, a pub, if you will.
Yes.
And Wiggy was looking around, laughing at all of us. And in the moment,
I don't remember what's Mr. Brightside. I don't know.
That's
song.
A song I missed by the Killers. Mr. Brightside. They played at Fenway. It's become like the alternate anthem, if you will, if Sweet Caroline continues to torture us in the eighth inning, like.
Why
maybe middle of the
hate
game.
On Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline is a classic. It's a
Sweet
good song.
Sweet Caroline should be placed on a
nice
piece of newspaper, wrapped up, soaked in kerosene, lit on fire, and then allowed
I
to.
I hate Sweet Caroline. It's,
enough. No fun.
Enough.
Yeah, I also
you?
Dislike Sweet Caroline.
Enough. Fire it into the sun.
Fine.
The only thing
song.
I hate more
back
than Sweet
the truck
Caroline
up
is
it.
The wave.
I mean, I hate the wave.
And I saw somebody commenting last night on Twitter, like, it's amazing. Maybe it was John Tomasi or somebody like saying that it's still amazing after covering this team for so many decades that they still do the wave every night. It's unbelievable. It's truly unbelievable that the wave continues. Mr. Brightside, I don't think that's thoroughly WPS.
No. Yeah. I think, like I said, it has to be known by the older, the middle-aged, and the younger generation.
What about Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen?
That is as WPS as
that,
it gets.
No, that is total, like, millennial stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't say WPS. WPS like, the older adjacent? People don't even.
Like, if you bought maybe, it on, yeah. if you bought a true WPS on Amazon, would it show up in the May We Also Interest You thing on Amazon?
Yeah. I feel like, what's the Beach Boys song? Is it Kokomo?
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like that's like something like where it's older, the older people, the middle-aged people know about it, but younger people might know about it because it was in a movie.
Yeah,
or
that,
about
like, that gets the shoulders going.
What about like Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow?
That is an unbelievable song.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Your picture away.
Yeah, okay. Now,
or the other
if
one.
If I don't talk sports literally, we won't even scratch the surface to satisfy the quotient.
Leonard Skinner is Sweet Home Alabama. Skinner.
Oh, that's
there's
a good one
a WPSer for you right there. Mm-hmm. Shime is writing these down for the rest of the show's playlist. At 11:31 a.m. yesterday, July 5th, 2022, Robert Griffin III at RG3, unprompted and out of nowhere, tweets out, Mac Jones is, all caps, most likely to win a ring, all caps, first of the rookie QBs who played serious time last year. Bill Belichick and the at Patriots are defensive masterminds, outcoach other teams, and here's the big takeaway, kids. And Mac Attack will stretch the field more after last year, has his confidence on Roll Tide levels. So I ask you, Wiggy, mm-hmm. I ask you, Courtney, I ask even you, Shime, co-host extraordinaire and producer on the Six Rings podcast, available now at WEEI.com and wherever your podcasts are distributed. Where has all of this recent Mac Jones hype come from? Is it a foundational belief in his ability? Is it people knowing that he's going to have to do much more this season to try to get the Patriots anywhere back to where they were last year, let alone beyond that, and it would be unbelievable if they won more than 10 games? Is it because people have seen these recent hype videos of him working on the deep ball, leading the practices with Aguilar, Devontae Parker, Jacoby Myers?
He looks more ripped.
Yoked Mac Jones, yeah. Jacked Jones, if you will. Where's all this coming from?
Well, I think it started when people started re-ranking where they would put guys in the draft. And right. People were saying they'd take Mac Jones first overall, which is a crazy take. This one, I don't think I have an issue with at all. You look at the other rookie quarterbacks that started, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, and Davis Mills. Like, yeah, out of that group with the teams that they're playing on, Mac Jones would be the first one to win a Super Bowl.
Five quarterbacks taken in the first round last year. Lawrence first overall in Jacksonville. I think Shime and I are both in agreement that he's going to have a much, much better second season because he was in a dumpster fire.
Right,
he was in a bear-sifted garbage barrel of a team last year with Urban Meyer and that whole disaster. Now he gets Travis Etienne back at running back slash receiver. It's his second year. He actually was sneaky good in the second half of the season considering what he had to play with. They had Christian Kirk and Doug Peterson, who was, of course, the head coach of the Eagles when they beat the Super Bowl 52, is now at the helm down there in Jacksonville, should be able to groom Lawrence nicely. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up with the gaudiest stats or the best stat line of all the second-year quarterbacks. Poor Justin Fields is in a nightmare of a situation with no talent in Chicago. Well, I know it's not, but just watching the way that they're going to develop this year, he believes of those quarterbacks, Trey Lance, the outlier, because he didn't play a ton last year.
Well, I just tweeted at him, thanks, Captain Obvious.
Well, that's not going to curry much favor with the former Heisman winner out of Baylor.
Because you look at Trevor Lawrence, he plays for Jacksonville, they suck. Justin Field plays for Chicago, they suck.
What about Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson plays for the Jets, their coach is a boof. And
a boof?
Yeah.
Did you conflate boob and buffoon?
That's a boof.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'm
like
walking
it.
With that.
Wiggy's word.
Like boof, it. Like the best friend
Wiggy's
in
word
Team
of the
Wolf.
Day. Yeah.
Boof.
And he kept the obvious out, which is Trey Lance, because when you think about it, Trey Lance is in a better situation to winning a Super Bowl before Mac Jones.
But are we positive that Jimmy G won't be in San Francisco next season?
Well, I think that...
Not entirely.
But
if you're San Francisco, don't you have to make a decision on whether Trey Lance is your guy?
I would think so.
Right. So, but let's just, because, you know, Captain Obvious RG3 stated we're going to leave Trey Lance out of it because the best guy in the position to win a Super Bowl is him. Mm-hmm. So he left him out of it. So
Think he is of those five? You think Trey Lance will be in the best position?
Yeah, because they have the best team.
He's still not even played. Like, he hasn't played nearly as. I know he's on the best team, but he hasn't even played. One, we haven't seen him under center really in an extensive action. And two, like, he barely played in college.
Right, but he's in the best position.
But he might also stink.
Yeah, I know that. But who's in a better position to win? Mac Jones?
Eventually? No.
Who's in a better position to win, right? Mac Jones or Trey Lance, based on what they have around him?
If Trey Lance can play three quarters as Mac Jones did last year.
He doesn't need to play. He can still win a ring and barely touch the field.
By doing nothing? I guess Jimmy Garoppolo kind of almost won a ring last year, except when they needed him to, he and his coach, Chokahan, weren't able to come through in the clutch. How do you know Trey Lance can do that?
Could
be an interception. I know he's got wheels and he's got a cannon for an arm. But
who's in a better position? Who's in a better position?
Right now, this year?
Yes.
2022?
Yes.
Potentially Trey Lance.
It's not potentially. He has the better team.
But they're not going to win this year. They're not going to win this year.
But neither are the Patriots.
No, I know that, but maybe give me another year or so, and you might be able to enter the competitor conversation.
But even in another year or so, right?
Contender, excuse me.
Even in another year or so, based on what it looks like with San Francisco, if they re-sign Deebo Samuel, right?
Yep.
It looks like they're going to re-sign Nick Bosa.
Mm-hmm. That's going to cost a couple bucks.
Yeah, it's going to cost you money. But it seems like, just based on the talent that they have, George Kittle, they have more talent.
Best left tackle in football.
Than you have.
Mm-hmm.
So just in that sense alone, they have more talent. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to win, but they are in a better situation, and Trey Lance is in a better situation than Mac Jones. If Shime's lead was their defense is going to struggle this year.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Lance's defense looks pretty good from the talent that they have around them.
No joke.
That's all I'm saying. So, but out of the other guys, Robert Griffin is telling us something we already know. Those other guys all are in horrible situations.
He only has six games under his belt, though.
Trey Lance.
Yeah, so when you think about it,
not six
preparedness,
starts either,
but you put him up against Mac Jones, I think Mac Jones is going to come out this season far better than we saw last season.
But if Trey Lance is any good at all, we have no idea. Even if he stinks, San Francisco could still be halfway decent.
Yeah.
But if he's any good at all, that's a playoff team. Like, the Patriots are borderline not a playoff team. And in my opinion, they definitely aren't. So it's like, I don't understand how he is not in a... of course, Trey Lance is in a better position.
But what's at the crux of this for me is, and I understand what you're saying about that, Wiggy, and that's what of the many, can't wait to get to them, interesting storylines in the 2022 NFL season, what Trey Lance is finally like, and we've heard and read plenty of tweets about, ooh, he's not that good, and wow, this kid isn't grasping the offense, and that's why they haven't parted ways with Garoppolo, injured or not. But there's all this Mac Jones hype, and I can't believe that Peter Schrager at NFL Network just got bored one day and was like, I need to chum the waters. I got to stir up the pot. I need to say something to get some clicks and likes and retweets and talk radio fodder going when he said Mac Jones is a potential dark horse MVP candidate. And now other people like Bill Simmons, as have been mentioned before. I know Giardi's a believer in his ability. It's been talked about that he's
Bill Simmons, massive.
Yeah.
Basketball guy?
He's the Bringer podcast.
Network. Giardi, right?
Yeah.
Right. These are all kind of homers. So if I were to say to you, right,
but it's picking up steam. It's becoming a little
Mac
bit of a thing.
Jones as my dark horse MVP.
If I were to say to you that this quarterback threw 22 touchdowns and 13 interceptions
with 3,801 yards and a 67.6 completion percentage, but 77% completion percentage under pressure last year.
No.
Mac Jones.
Don't go into the whole pro football focus. If I were to just give you
stats,
if I were to give you the statistics on this quarterback,
okay,
and I didn't tell you what team he played for, who he was, you would say, and I said he was a rookie, you'd go, okay, that's an okay year for a rookie.
That's pretty good.
But you wouldn't go, oh, this quarterback is going to be an MVP the following year.
But you don't know.
Or a dark horse MVP candidate.
But it's Mac Unleashed.
Well, do we know they're going to do that? So when I look at when I look at Mac Jones, as of right now, we can all say he's what? Middle of the road?
I mean, most lists, when you read former quarterbacks putting together their quarterback rankings, Pro Football Focus, et cetera, Mac Jones tends to land somewhere in the 16 to 18 range of the 32 starters
in
the NFL.
All right, so that's
I think he's going to finish a top 12 quarterback.
But that's a little bit less than middle of the road, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So to say that a dark horse MVP is going to come from a 16 to 18 quarterback, that's just, come on.
But that's what a dark horse is.
No, a dark horse is like
someone you wouldn't expect.
No, like somebody 11th or 12th.
No.
Can I ask
that's
a question?
That's a dark horse quarterback, not somebody. Somebody who's 16 or 18 is not a dark horse. They're not even on the radar.
Yes, I believe we have a question from the producer's booth. Christopher.
Do you think it's plausible Mac Jones throws for 5,000 yards, 38 touchdowns, and 15 interceptions this season?
You know what? Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm a homer like you, Fitzy, but come on, bro.
4,700 yards, 34 touchdowns, 15
picks.
So that
stat line I just read to you was Justin Herbert's second year. He didn't even get an MVP vote. So there's a 0% chance. Right. If Mac Jones can't do that, he's not winning the MVP.
So last year for Justin Herbert on
the
Chargers,
he had 5,000 yards, 38 touchdowns, 15 interceptions.
And that
and
didn't
not
get
one
him.
MVP
did,
vote.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Not a single one?
Nope.
Not
a single one.
He deserved one.
Well, they were 9-8. Sorry.
All right, but they did almost make it. They kind of made it to the playoffs. If
no,
you
they didn't.
Well, that final game technically was a play. It was a play-in game. It wasn't a playoff. It was a play-in game.
Yes, playing, but they didn't get in.
No, they didn't make it to the dance officially. But they did have a hell of
Pit
a final
boss
game.
Rich Passaggio.
Pit boss Rich.
So think about those numbers. So Mac has to have those type of numbers, and his team has to go 12-5.
The Patriots go 12-5.
Oh, for you to win MVP?
But what if the
winning MVP if your team is 10-7 and you're a 6th, 7th, or 5th seed?
Let's go back to Shime's lead from earlier this morning, which was that the Patriots' defense could be what gets in the way of the Patriots having a better season and or Mac Jones developing. And I'll add to that. Shime also believes that he was a bit take-snaked by Tommy Curran, our pal, that appears every week on the Gresham Keefe Show and, of course, is a fixture at NBC Sports Boston and Patriots coverage. He believes he was sort of take-snaked by Tommy Curran. If that's the case, yet the Patriots still go 10-7, 11-6, and Mac balls out, does he get anything resembling a sniff or a whiff of most valuable?
Would you like to know what you need to do to win an MVP?
You know what, Shime? I would absolutely love to know what I need to do.
Another blind stat line for you. 5,300 yards, 43 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. That didn't win the MVP. No, that came in second. That was Tom Brady last year.
And Aaron Rodgers won MVP by throwing fewer touchdowns but fewer interceptions. And you know what? Still spit the bit in the playoffs.
And, by the way, Tom Brady's record was 13-4.
Right.
So you have to go 12-5, 13-4, throw 5,000 plus and like 40 touchdowns if you want to be the MVP.
And do you
That's what it is nowadays.
And do you believe Mac Jones has that capability to do that this year?
I think this is the first year we get to see what kind of pro quarterback Mac Jones is. I think last year we got sneak peeks, we got little hints, we got drops of what he could be like. But I think by and large, I agree with that anonymous AFC executive that was name-checked in the Jeremy Fowler piece on ESPN, that he was definitely put under restraining bolts, that he definitely was held back a little bit. Understandably so in a developmental season for him.
You think with a new offensive coordinator, though, he's not going to be under that?
Coordinators.
Courtney,
I believe they are going to have to let Mac grip it and rip it and let him go and make this offense more his this year. Because I agree with Shime, too. The defense is a major work in progress.
So then what numbers?
And they're going to need to open things up and get after it. And we've heard reports of them changing the offense.
So what kind of numbers do you think he has then?
I've gone on the record,
like your
on the radio,
projection
on the
numbers.
Pod. Mac Jones, 4,500 yards, 34 touchdowns, 15-16 picks.
Okay. Okay, so he's going to have, you said 34 touchdowns?
34.
So he's going to have 12 more touchdowns, two more interceptions, and all right.
It's his offense this year. Let's go to Arthur up in New Hampshire who would like to weigh in on Mac Jones. What's up, Arthur?
Hey, guys. Two things. First of all, Wiggy, you should never call anybody a homer. I love you, but...
No, I'm a homer, too, though. I admit, but at least I'm a homer that sometimes can see reality.
Well, with that said, I actually agree with you, and I'll go a step further. I think it's those numbers that you just threw out, the 34 touchdowns, 4,500 yards, that is insane. He's got, first of all, Joe Judge's hand on the offensive playbook, probably. That right there is a huge problem. And second of all, he's going to have a major regression not even having coordinators, considering Bill is going to want to run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. So I don't know where you think these numbers are coming from for Mac Jones, but I hope you're right. But I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't. I think they're going to be.
Appreciate the call, Arthur.
I think they're going to be a team that relies heavily on their running backs, and they're going to run the football. And if you do see, and I had said this before, and Courtney knows, I think he takes a step back. Now, his numbers might be better in the sense where he throws 26 touchdowns, but.
That's not going to cut it.
That's my point.
Not going to cut it.
But that's where I see him being on. You didn't add any. What you didn't add a number one wide receiver, so you still have issues,
mm-hmm.
right? You are now banking on.
So say you. Of course, you have the best tight end duo in the NFL, according to Bucky Brooks.
So do you think they added a legitimate number one?
No, they don't have a legitimate number one. What they have on the Patriots is a complimentary room full of
threes,
number twos and threes that will all work together because there's not a redundancy of positional skill. I think every receiver on the Patriots does something a little bit differently from the other one that gives him a full array of receivers.
Who's a two on this team?
Kendrick Bourne.
You think Kendrick Bourne would be a two?
On a lot of lists, and not just, you know, Patriots Homer or Foxborough fanboy-centric lists.
Would he be
list,
more of a three?
Considered one of the most underrated players in the NFL.
Would he be more of a three?
Two.
I think he
might. So he's as good as T. Higgins?
I think he can be.
Oh, man, come on.
What are you talking about?
You think he can be? I think I can fly, too. That doesn't mean I'm gonna.
You never know, Wiggy, if you just believe.
But if you're going to say he's as good of a two, then let's go down the list, like Shime said. Is he as good as Jaylen Waddle?
No.
Is he as good as Hunter Renfrow?
I didn't say he's as good as other teams' twos. On this particular team, he's a two.
But let's short of if you don't have a legitimate one or a legitimate two, right?
Being a number two means you're a top 64 wide receiver in football, correct?
He would probably finish within the top 64 receivers in football, yes. I think Kendrick Bourne, top 65 receiver, if you will.
Hmm. So is
we'll
it,
see. Sky's the limit. All right, we'll keep this going to the other side. Let me throw it to break. Mm-hmm. We'll pay the bills, come back. A little more Mac Jones, receiver talk, 9 o'clock. Tyler Murray, voice of the Worcester Red Sox, joining us to preview Chris Sale on the mound tonight in a very anticipated rehab start. And, of course, Brian Baio. Rookie debut for the Red Sox tonight at Fenway versus the Rays. So much on the table. 617-779-7937 is the number. This is the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Absolute WWPS right here. All the WPS rejoins, thanks to Wiggy's suggestion earlier in the program today. Good job, Wiggs. Catching up on the text line, 781, the Patriots have a very wide receiver room. It's good across the board. 617, I hope they bring back the run and shoot. So do I. 781, Bourne is a legit number two. Possibly another contender for text of the day. Wiggy, here we go. Oh, 508. Hey, Fitzy, there's another shirt idea for you. When Wiggies fly.
So I would say you have a solid wide receiver room of guys that were probably more threes, right?
But can't a bunch of twos and threes come together to give you a potentially top wide receiver room?
No.
Why do you have to have do you have to have that alpha? Why do you have to have that number one guy?
Because you, in order for you to win, you need a legitimate number one that defenses now have to concern themselves with.
Did you guys have a legitimate number one when you won Super Bowl 36?
But that was 21 years ago? The league is different.
The league is different, but why can't what's old become new again? Why can't you have a throwback-style offense?
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Last year, the Super Bowl was won by
Rams.
The Los Angeles Rams.
And did they have a
How many points did they score in that game?
No. Did they have a top receiver?
They certainly did.
Who'd they play?
A team with a lot of good receivers.
Right. So
who also got there on the heels of their surprisingly good defense and not elite wide receiver play.
No. But you need...
Yeah.
They got there because they have elite wide receivers as well as good defense.
They won some games because of their elite wide receiver play, but they were able to also get there thanks to clutch defensive play.
Do you still think that the Cincinnati Bengals get there without Ja'Marr Chase?
Get to the playoffs? No, but get through the playoffs because of the defense?
No.
Choking of other teams?
And elite quarterbacks.
Well, if you can't get to the playoffs, how are you supposed to get through the playoffs?
That's a very good question, Socrates. Socrates, I should say.
So you just said that they don't get to the playoffs, but they get through it.
But don't you always say the receiving core for whatever team, it pens on their quarterback? Because
I understand that. It starts at the quarterback first.
And Mac can elevate the play of all of those receivers this year, improving and upping his own game.
It starts at the quarterback position. You need an elite quarterback to get you to a Super Bowl.
Hence why you have Mac Jones as the most important guy on this Patriots team.
If you don't have an elite quarterback, then you need to have arguably one of the best defenses in the league and one of the top run games in the league.
Right.
Like the 49ers did a couple years ago. But if you look at what teams have generally done over the last 5 or 6 or 7 years, you have to have an elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then with that elite quarterback, you need an elite wide receiver.
Okay, they don't have any of those in Kansas City. They have an elite tight end, but they don't have an elite running back nor an elite wide receiver this year.
He's an elite receiver.
Okay,
Travis Kelce?
An elite wide receiver.
Tyreek Hill wasn't an elite.
No, this year coming
up. Okay, but let me finish. You either have to have an elite wide receiver or an elite tight end that is the head of the table. And even when an elite tight end, you then need a very, very good wide receiver. Right?
It's like having an alpha dog on a basketball team. You need a guy that on 3rd and 10 can go, throw me the damn ball, I'm going to catch it and get the first down.
And you don't have that guy.
Charlie in Boston, one quick call before we got to take a break. What do you got, buddy?
No, these guys are way. This offense is going to be much better than you're giving it credit for. They're going to be so balanced. They have so many different ways to beat you, right? Like, I mean, I understand they don't have a stud wide receiver, but they have these number twos that can play up to a one in specific games. Like we've seen Devontae Parker, but Kendrick Bourne put up big numbers. Like they could do it. Are they going to do it on a consistent basis? Absolutely not. But you look at, they're getting James White back, okay? If Jonnu Smith decides to try to play football, Like, they're going to have a really, really good running back room. If their tight ends play for their potential, it's going to be incredible. And then the wide receivers are good. I mean, but you can't game plan against the Patriots. That's the other thing. Like, what are you going to do? They're going to be able to beat you 100 different ways.
Charlie, you are singing my song. Thank you for calling in with the voice of optimistic reason here this morning. Diversity, Wiggy, that's one of the things the Patriots offense will offer this season.
But your wish is, do your tight ends play up to their potential? Does your running game play up to its potential? I think your running game is going to be good. But now you're wishing on guys that haven't done it. That's what you're wishing on. You are wishing on guys.
Wait till you see what Devontae Parker, if he's healthy enough, can do for the offense as well, shifting Aguilar back to the slot.
You're wishing on a guy. If Kendrick Bourne is your best receiver, mm-hmm. last year, you know how many games he had where he had over 100 yards receiving?
Three.
No.
Two.
No.
One.
No.
Zero.
Yes. So, like.
Fun game.
But that's what you're banking on. Like, you're banking on him to be a good number one receiver, but hasn't had a 100-yard receiving game. So, you know, you're throwing dots blindfolded, man.
All right, we got to go to a break. We'll be joined momentarily by the voice of the Woo Sox. Tyler Murray joins us here on the Greg Hill Show to talk Chris Sale's rehab start tonight, which he'll be the voice of, as well as tell us about this Brian Baio guy, the anticipated debut of the righty tonight on the mound for the Sox against the Rays here on the Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.